Joining us now is former Melbourne Victory captain Adrian Lea. Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Good evening, guys.
Adrian, it's Josh here. You've decided to step away from the game at the tender age of only 32. What's behind your decision to retire?
Well, I am almost 33, so I'll take that one. I've been in Asia now for 4 years, and it was just starting to wear a bit thin mentally and physically. And last year I had a lot of issues. First I've had a plantar fascia problem, which kept me out for multiple weeks, and then I had an ankle syndesmosis injury, which I spent 3 months back here doing rehab, and missed a large part of the season. So, well, I still had another year of my contract, but I've always sort of done stuff off the pitch and presented a fantastic opportunity at Adidas, and just thought it was the right time to bring my family home and get started on a new career.
And Adrian, what have you taken away from your playing time in South Korea?
Oh, look, it was a fantastic experience, and China and Korea have been brilliant. And it's not always easy, but it makes you a lot more resilient. And you understand a new life, a new culture, and a new lifestyle. That time with my young kids is something I'll always cherish. And now it's time to get them home and get them ready for school.
Absolutely. Parenthood duties come first, of course. But the word was you might have had the option to return to the A-League, either with one of the existing teams or with some of the expansion clubs that are coming in over the next couple of years. But you decided against that. Was that more to do with the injury issues, or did you want to stay as a one-club player in A-League terms?
Yeah, I mean, over the last couple of years, I've had a desire to go back to Melbourne Victory. They've inquired if I could come back at certain points, and nothing ever really sorted out. And for me, that was the only club I ever really wanted to play for. And, that was the only, the club that I probably would have kept going with. But, I think I also am realistic. And when I left Victory, I did write down a list of pros and cons, and one of the cons was that I've played my last game. So, I'd already prepared for that years ago, and knew the likelihood of me playing the A-League wasn't very high. In saying that, the Western Melbourne thing did catch my attention, but I think you just got to be honest with yourself sometimes, and I wasn't enjoying it as much as I had, and I was enjoying my studies a lot more. And when an opportunity to join a company like Adidas sort of presented itself, it was it was a hard one to turn down.
And before we get into your new role, I want to take you back to 2005, the birth of the A-League, and joining Melbourne Victory under your former Victorian Institute of Sport coach Ernie Merrick. And I mean, that was a really special time for a lot of fans, with the excitement about the World Cup and so forth, and a new professional league. What are your memories of that time in Australian football?
Yeah, it was quite a difficult time for us, because we just finished in the NFL and we were a bit lost. I was 19 at the time, and went for almost 2 months without a club, 12 months without a club. And it was myself and Christian Sykes that we were together when Ernie Merrick called us and said he'd like us to be some of his first signings. And, funnily enough, I spent the last few years with Christian and his family. So, we've shared that journey along the way. And, we were so excited about what the A-League held, but we also had no idea what it could become. And, from those early days where Olympic Park was passed off, and then we went to Etihad the next year, and I thought that was a step too big, but it was just a phenomenal year. And, those early days are pretty special, and I'll always be grateful for them.
And what about that second season, the legendary campaign? You mentioned Etihad getting 50,000-plus fans to a regular season game there against Sydney early on, and then going top of the table and culminating in a 6-0 grand final victory. How did that happen after finishing second bottom the season before?
Yeah, I think Andy told us every day in the next preseason that we were the worst team in Australia. And we worked really, really hard. And you know, made some really good signings. And I think we just had a group that was, we were just really tight. We just did everything together, and, you know, led by Muskie and things like that. So it was just a really, really fun year. And we honestly just felt invincible. We felt like we couldn't lose. And even if we were under the pump, we'd always find a way to win. And, you know, that was evident in the semi-final. And then obviously the grand final was just a day out. And, a freakish year, really. It was quite incredible. And I suppose the way we did win the grand final that day is, summed up the season.
Yes, etched in Australian football folklore. And you mentioned Kevin Muscat there, who's been setting the culture at Victory since basically day one. Did you see him becoming Victory head coach down the line when you were playing with him?
Oh, I knew he always would. He's just a natural leader, and someone who's been amazing for me over the years and mentored me and helped me, when I went to the UK and helped me when I came back. And, I went from my mate, from my captain to my coach, and we've shared a lot together. So, when I left Victory, it was sort of a relief because we became mates again, and I enjoyed that. He's someone that I'm really pleased for. He's done really well, and now in my new role in Adidas, I'll be able to work with him again closely and work again with a lot of the guys that I've shared a lot of time with. And that's something that's got me really excited.
And Adrian, you also represented Australia at youth level for the Joeys, Young Socceroos and Oli Roos. Did that help or shape you to become the A-League player that you did become?
Yeah, it certainly did. Those experiences were fantastic. And all through sort of year 11 and 12, I was, always off doing camps and had the World Cup in Finland and then the under-20s, the Olympics, and only got one Socceroos cap, which is disappointing. But I think that those experiences are fantastic for young kids. And I remember when I was young getting presented a ladder to show you what you have to achieve and where you have to get to and how you can do it. And they were some of the things on there. And I was fortunate enough to have those experiences. And, it was hard work. It was hard work from when I was young. But, the sacrifices have paid off.
And you had a couple of difficult spells over in England. Can you take us into some of the challenges at Fulham and Norwich that you encountered?
Yeah, I mean it was a real eye opener, and I'd done well in Australia and won the league, and looking back, I probably went too high too early, but it's easy to say when you're looking back, but it was an amazing experience, and certainly I faced a lot of challenges, more so off the park, but something that I do look back on, and I suppose I look back and I'll say at least I gave it a crack, and I'm not someone who's sitting here saying I could have done this, I could have done that. At least I had a go, and although it didn't work out, I'm proud that I went and had a go.
And you're not the only former Melbourne Victory player to have had multiple spells at the club, with many players coming back for their second or third taste, and it seems to be an endless thing, especially with Kevin Muscat in charge now, bringing back the old guard time and again. What is it about Melbourne Victory that you so enjoyed, and what do you think makes it a club where players want to keep coming back to again and again?
Yeah, it's just, it is a fantastic club, and I think it's the people behind the club. There's always been, Ernie Merrick set the standard from day one and set the values and what the club was all about. Muskie and the chairman, Anthony DiPietro, have carried those on, and it comes from the top down, and it's always felt like home. It's an environment which expects success. It demands success, and at times it can be a challenging environment, especially when things aren't going well, but it's where you want to be and it's where you want to play your football. And I suppose the results that club's had over the journey just highlights how strong the organisation is and how strong the people within the organisation are, and particularly people wanting to go back and to support the club, wanting to play for the club again, wanting to be around the club. Just shows how how valued the club is and how special it is to a lot of people.
And Adrian, what do you make of the current Melbourne Victory team? Are you delighted to see them doing so well?
Oh, look, I think they've got a fantastic team. And, you know, at the moment, they've got a few injuries, which is a bit of a concern leading into this heavy period. But, you know, I'm sure they'll get their way through it. And I suppose in 6 weeks' time, once they're through this real heavy block, hopefully they can be sitting in a good position and have a real crack at the most important time of the year. So, you know, I know as a club they want to do well in the Asian Champions League, and they've got the players to do that. Hopefully Honda can get himself right and really, you know, make a mark on that. And, you know, hopefully we can see them on the last day at the grand final, and hopefully they can repeat what they did last year.
This is an unfair question I'm about to ask you, Adrian, but who would win out of the 2006-07 Victory team versus the current day squad?
Yeah, it is a hard one. look, I think the game's come such a long way, and the players have come a long way. But you know, that squad was pretty amazing as well. And I don't think it's right to compare. I think it's just right to enjoy the success that squad had. And you know, I see those boys today, and we always still have a laugh and always talk about wanting to get together again. And hopefully that's something we can do. And yeah, just enjoy what it was. And yeah, what it is now and how far the game's come, because I think sitting there on day one of Melbourne Victory, I don't think anyone expected it to get to where it has gotten, and hopefully, you know, everybody wants it to keep growing, and hopefully all the clubs can keep growing alongside it.
So let's talk about the future then. Really exciting new role with Adidas. I believe you're, in fact, succeeding Jimmy Tansey, is that correct?
Yeah, I am. It's a huge role and a huge responsibility. And while I was back having surgery, I went and did an internship and as part of my studies. And it's sort of let us fall into place. Jimmy called me and said he thinks I should apply for the role if I feel like I'm ready. And I did that, and you know, went through the whole process. And on Christmas Eve, I got the call to say that it was mine if I wanted it. So. Yeah, it was a nice surprise, and something I'm, you know, I feel like I'm ready for it, and I've really enjoyed it. I've been there for 2 days now, and getting stuck into it as soon as I can, and along for the ride, and looking forward to learning.
And what will your new role entail, and where will you be based? Will you be back in Asia or back home in Australia?
No, I'm back in Melbourne. That was. I wouldn't be back in Asia, but look, I'm back home in Melbourne, which is important, and I just need to get my family back and get the kids ready for school. And my role is basically looking after a lot of the NRL and a lot of the A-League. Obviously, Melbourne Victory being our showpiece team in the A-League, so I'll be working closely with those guys, and you know, a lot of those relationships I've got from my playing days still, so. Hopefully that can be a seamless transition, and we can keep that relationship going. And it's going to be great to work with such a great club and such a great brand in Adidas.
And Adrian, you'll have to come and visit us here in our Docklands studio now that you're in Melbourne.
I certainly can. Just pick up the phone and I'll be there.
All right, fantastic. Well, we have a great relationship with Jimmy, who actually donated some of the gear you see on our Facebook Live set. So hopefully we can get you down here at the studio and show you what we've got here as well.
Well, you'll have to let me know what you need and we'll see what we can arrange.
All right, fantastic. Adrian, congratulations on a really storied career, a Melbourne Victory legend, and all the best for the future chapters to come.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the support.
That was Adrian Layer, the former Melbourne Victory captain, joining us here on FNR Football Nation Radio to discuss his decision to step away from the game, and pretty exciting times to come with him taking up a very, very senior role with the apparel giants Adidas, and just fantastic to see him going on to a huge role post-football, which is such a struggle for some players who retire.